Holy Spirit, rain down in our lives. Rain down upon us as we look to your word. For Jesus' sake, amen. The breath of God. The word breath. Very interesting word. I want to look at a Bible passage from Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. You won't need to look up your Bibles because it'll be up here. The wonders of modern technology. The Lord God formed the man from the soil of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. As I look at that, I get excited. Because God had just created man. And then he gave of himself. And he breathed into man breath. The breath of God. Now the Greek word for breath is pneuma, from which we get pneumatic. You know, things relating to wind and the pressure of wind. But the Greek word for spirit is also pneuma. The breath of God, the Spirit of God. God breathed into man his spirit, and man became a living soul, a living being. So that breath gives life. Now, years ago, we had a saying in our family, if I asked Dad why someone had died, he'd just say, they ran out of breath. And when you think of it, if you run out of breath, you die. The importance of CPR is to get the heart working, but it also needs breathing to get breath back into the lungs. Without breath, you don't go very long. So man became a living being. Look at John chapter 20. And I'll preface this by a couple of other verses. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the disciples had gathered together and locked the doors of the place because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Then verse 21. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. Just as the Father has sent me, so I also send you." After this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." What we saw in Genesis was the precursor to man being made a really living, vibrant soul with the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And then we go along a little bit further to the book of Acts. And verse 4, while he was with them, he declared, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait there for what my Father promised, which you heard about from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." Now, I'd like to look at another Greek word, the word for baptize. It's baptizo, and it literally means I immerse. John baptized with water. John immersed people in the Jordan River. But you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Now Jesus had already breathed on them and said, "Receive the Spirit." But here he's saying, you will be baptized, immersed in the Holy Spirit. That's pretty well covering us, isn't it? And it goes on in verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the farthest parts of the earth. Now, what is this baptism of the Holy Spirit? Or baptism in the breath of God? These days we hear a lot of talk about you must be baptized in the Holy Spirit, and there's some denominations that really push this hard, and sometimes I don't think they know the depth of what they're saying. They say, "Oh, you've got to speak in tongues." I say, "Poppycock." I prayed 30 years ago for a young lady to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And as far as I know, she's never spoken in tongues. But she was baptized in the Holy Spirit. She had a real sense of the awareness of the presence of God in her life, in a way that she had never known before. And it was an overcoming, consuming presence. It was like breath in her body. It became a way of living. Then there are other people who do speak in tongues. I met a woman back in the early 80s in my previous life as a TV technician. I went into her home and she'd gone through a divorce, and in the Catholic Church she received an annulment. But she was lonely. And she had a relationship with God. But out of the blue, she thought, "I want to ask the Holy Spirit to be the man in my life." So she did. And she said, it was funny. The Holy Spirit gave her a language just to talk to him. She had never heard of baptism in the Holy Spirit or anything like that. But what she received was one of the gifts that God promised. One of the gifts. Not the most important one by any means. But she had the breath of God in her. She was immersed in the breath of God. And God wants us to be immersed in his breath so that he is our life. He fills our life. Our very breath. Every day causes us to concentrate on our relationship with our Heavenly Father, because his breath within us makes us living souls, and it makes us part of the body of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not known for long sermons. Never have been, never will be. But I like to give a message that you can take away and ponder. And that's the end of my message. I just want you to call upon God and ask him to fill you with his breath, with his spirit. As we sing our last song, come Holy Spirit. May it be a personal prayer for each of us here.